trying to keep up with you. Not thinking about questions.
Snap.
I'm glad we got an opportunity to talk about it, because I wanted to. I read your article last night. I was quite very, very impressed by it. No, you know, because I really like. There was an article in Rock Magazine, a review of Friends in Rock Magazine, which took about 12 lines and really slated it. I'd like to meet the person who wrote that review and talk to him, because I get so bored with people saying, oh, here we are, Wonder Dog of 1973. It amused me. The whole magazine sort of was quite interesting.
Yeah.
I read a lot of sort of those sort of things. Yeah. Mickey Muzak quite amused me.
That was a step down. It used to be Mickey Music.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know, it just got that way this week.
I actually heard your song on Muzak the other day and it freaked me out.
Oh, really?
I think that's it. You have a ride. But I mean, I heard a lot of strange things, like Stoned Love on Muzak.
Yeah, very strange.
Yeah. So wait till the Rolling Supremes album hits the shops and Rolling Stone reviews that with my sleeve notes. What's this?
Really?
I can see that causing furor. I think it's quite amusing as well.
Yeah.
I really do like the Supremes. Nobody believes me. How can you possibly like the Supremes?
I like Henry Mancini and nobody believes me.
You like Henry Mancini? I was on the Henry Mancini show in New America about 4 weeks ago. I'm not, you know, it was a special. They just filmed a bit of me playing live and put it on, because it's the same agency, so.
Yeah.
They thought.
Andy Williams was a joke. We hang around LA and I wanted to get home. It was the end of the last tour and I wanted to get home. It was Christmas and I wanted to get home. We hang around for a week and we go to rehearsal every day. And they say, right, you do two numbers, you pre-record the backtracks, fine. You do a big thing at the end, which was originally started by Andy Williams wanting to do Love the One You're With, which was okay by me, you know.
Yeah.
It was going to be Mama Cass, me, Ray Charles and Andy Williams. Ray Charles didn't come. I can't blame Ray Charles. He's probably been through it all before. He didn't come to any of the rehearsals. He didn't want to sing Love the One You're With. So then it was going to be My Sweet Lord. And then he didn't want to sing that. Then it got battled down to Heaven Help Us All. And he didn't want to sing that, but they said, well, you have to sing that or nothing. So we all sang her. Oh, and they cut one of our numbers off. And we spent all day and I did the Good Night Andy bit. And they never showed it, which was a real drag, so I was quite pleased with it. No, in England we saw the one with Heaven Help Us, everybody at the end. And Mama Cass stood in front of me, which was most annoying. I mean, you just have no chance, you know, that was it. That was my big moment. Mama Cass sort of goes...
Oh, you were lucky. How about when I and Tina Turner were on and Andy Williams sang with her?
Oh, you know, a lot of people put in... I got a lot of respect for him. For a start, he's... Exactly, he was very nice to me, which is probably his image. But he was really trying to think of all these sort of... He was really more aware of things than I thought he was. He was reading off all these sort of albums that he wanted to choose things off to sing. And, the guy could still be singing On the Street Where You Live. You know, he makes an effort, and he does send himself up, which I like.
I think he produced the latest Everly Brothers album.
No, on the Barnaby label. Those things are, I think... on the Warner Brothers thing.
I'm sure he had something to do with it.
You just fell out.
No, I mean, like, you can be a Tony Bennett. I mean, I've got no respect for people like Tony Bennett because they're just bores. Andy Williams has got a very pleasant voice. He sends himself up. I wouldn't watch his show by choice, but the guy's aware of, at least he's aware of what's going on, and he has a lot of quite good guests on his show. I mean, like, Ike and Tina Turner and Smokey and people like that, and me. And Mama Cat. No. That was the last and first time on the Andy Williams show. It was a dress. Oh, it was 4 days of hanging around when I wanted to get home. That was why I probably remember it with bad feelings.
Yeah.
What other interest?